जय राधा माधव पिंजा विहारे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव
ओम विष्णु पाद पद्म सपद वज्र सर्वाष्ट सत श्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की सर्वेत भक्तवृंद की नीताय गौ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञान तीरांधस ज्ञानंजन श्लाघन चक्षुरोन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरुभ्यो नमो। विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति चारु स्वामी तीनांधि स्निग्ध चेत सुप्रणीत वाग्मी सरसा प्रभुपाद गत प्राण भक्ति चारु नमो। विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तीनांधि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश मुखम करोति वाचलम वंगे लंघायते गृहं यत्कृपा तमहं मन्ये श्री गुरुतीर्थानि परमानंद माधव श्री चैतन्यश्वर नष्ट प्रायसु अभद्रेशु नित्यं भागवत सेवाया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति रोहति स्तुति। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू रिक्वेस्ट यू टू प्लीज टॉलरेट मी, माय इंग्लिश इज रियली बैड, सो इट्स वन ऑफ माय लैंग्वेज एक्चुअली, बट बाय योर मर्सी, बाय योर गुरु महाराज मर्सी, बाय प्रभुपाद मर्सी, आई एम ट्राइंग टू, I'm not giving Bhagavatam class, I'm just, whatever I have knowledge, I got knowledge from my Gurudev, from all the Vaishnavas, so just I'm sharing, it's not a Bhagavatam class, you know, Bhagavatam class is very big name, big word, but whatever I know, whatever I learn, I'm just sharing. So today we are discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 21, Text 15, right? No, only 15, no? Oh, okay. Then even 16. Okay. Itam pravas... No, no. सबैतेभ्यो नमस्कृत्य तस्य त्रिगुण त्रिभवनादीश फलदा फलमुच्छतम् आत्मनं दर्शय कुर्माय चक्र Kumarya, something is wrong. Atmanam, Dashak. It's a Kumarya here. Anyway, from Vishnu Nirmitam. Tasya Trivana Andhisa. फलदाह फलमिच्छताम् आत्मनाम दर्शयच्च कुर्माय माया विष्णु विनिर्मिता। Actually, I'm sorry, I'm following the Sanskrit line, so I didn't see the English line, so I'm sorry. तस्य त्रिभुवनादीश फलादः फलमुच्छितम् आत्मनं दर्शय चक्षु माया विष्णु निर्मिता। प्लीज तस्य त्रिभुवनादीश फलदः फलमुच्छिताम् आत्मनं दर्शयन् चक्षु माया विष्णु विनिर्मिता। तस्य त्रिभुवनादीश
Phalada phalam icchatam. Atmaya darsana chakhu. Maya Vishnu vinirvita. Tasya trivana adisa. Phalada phalam icchatam. Atmayam darsana chakhu. Maya Vishnu vinirvita. Tasya trivana adisa. Phalada phalam icchatam. Atmanam darsayam chakhu. Maya Vishnu vinirmitah. So, tasya, before him, King Kantideva. Tribhuvana Adhisa, the controller of the three worlds. Demigods like Brahma and Shiva. Faladaha, who can bestow all fruitive results. Phalam Icchatam, a person who desire material benefit. Atmanam, their own identities. Darshayam Chakhu, manifested. Mayaha, the illusory energy. Vishnu, by Lord Vishnu. Vinirmitaha, created. Translation by His Divine Grace Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitions, mean by giving them the rewards they desire, then manifest their own identities before King Rantidev. For it was they who had presented themselves as a Brahmana, Sudra, Chandala, and so on. So now, 15 and 16, right? So now we are reading 16 texts. Savaite bhyo namaskritya nishango vigatas priyaha vasudeva bhagavati bhakta chakre mana param. So King Rantidev had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them the obeisance. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, Vasudeva, Vasudeva, the Supreme Person of Godhead, he fixed his mind in Lord Vishnu at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Perfect. Sri Narottam Das Thakur has so Anya Devata Srayanai Tomara Kahinu Bhai E Bhakti Parama Karuna. If one wants to become a pure devotee of the Lord or the Supreme Lord, one should not hanker to take benediction from the demigods. As still in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, kamas tate hrita jnanas prapadante anya devata. Those befouled by the illusion of the material energy worship gods others than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Rantidev was personally able to see Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, he did not hanker to take material benefit from them. Rather, he fixed his mind upon Lord Vishnu, Lord Vasudev, and rendered devotional service unto him.
This is the sign of pure devotee whose heart is not adulterated by material desire.
Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama.
Once you render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, that is called pure devotional service. So, it's here, right? So finally I read the Prabhupada's translation. I don't know that much how to, you know, describe or explain anything, but I can tell you whatever I heard about Rantidev. So we can see Prabhupada clearly mentioned here the Rantidev's situation. I mean, he was, which stage he was, you know, he was a higher level of devotion life, that even demigods were, you know, present themselves in front of Rantidev, and they were actually, they are not ordinary person like human beings, and they just wanted to check to Rantidev's faith and devotion unto Lord Vishnu, because they are someone was you know, Shiva, someone was Brahma, even Lord Vishnu, they came to take the, you know, taste of Rantidev. So Rantidev, even he was on that platform, so he recognized them. Okay, so he was, whatever he has, actually he never asks anything with Lord Vishnu, even with Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was presenting him, he was satisfied with that. So Prabhupada is saying, this is the, you know, the sign of the pure devotee. Whatever we have, whatever by the grace of His mercy we are getting, we have to be satisfied. This is the sign. Another time we can see that Prabhupada, I was hearing one lecture, and Prabhupada was saying, Rantidev was very compassionate. Okay, so he was compassionate for all the living entities. Like you can see, one person, one Brahmana came with a dog, not for himself, he was asking something for a dog. And even Rantidev was very, you know, hungry, but he was giving all the food, that food to the dog. Even his own family was starving, you know, they are feeling so hungry for 48 days. They were not eating, so it was, you know, it's like a difficult condition. Even that situation, he never give up that faith to the Lord Vishnu. So we can see another time, you know, example like Lord Chaitanya, Lord Buddha. We can say Rantidev, it's similar like Rantidev's story. Lord Buddha was young, he has a king. He was a king. Everything he has, whatever he wants, he was a samrat. So he lived for what? He left the home, his family, his child, everyone, his mother and father, everything he left. Because of what? Because he was very, very much sad, very much, you know, he was, whenever he was thinking why people are suffering, why they are just coming and going, why they are just, you know, taking birth and after they left their body, and this is the life just for that. He was just inside his mind, always he was, you know, questioning himself. And that's for the, you know, welfare of the, you know, living beings. He left his home, left his kingdom, not only kingdom, of their parents, their child, their, you know, his wife, everything. Lord Chaitanya, look at the Lord Chaitanya, he teaches, you know. He just 24 years old. And he has Lakshmi. We can't imagine, you know, what is the beauty of Lakshmi. Lakshmi is, you know, very beautiful. She took a form, Vishnupriya. And he got married. After that, what happened? He left. So nowadays, what, you know, actually, even in our devotional life, so many things is coming. But especially when devotees like me, you know, like, I am very foolish. So, whenever some beautiful women will come, we will see them. We are thinking, oh, so nice. But we never see in front of us, you know, the beauty of the beautiest. She is here, Srimati Radharani. We never care. The source of all the, you know, sources, the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, we are forgetting that time. But we can see here Ranthidev, in every situation he was, you know, he can see the Vasudeva in every living beings, not everything, everywhere. So, Prabhupada was saying in one lecture that that's a daya. Daya is one thing and service is another thing. So, sometimes we have to compare it, what is daya and what is service. So, if you do something good to the jiva, it's a daya. And when we will do something for Lord, it's a service. Related to Lord, it means service. Like devotees, devotees of the Lord, if you do something for devotee, it's service. It's not daya. If you do something for jiva, like you are giving something to, you know, some food stuff and some money and something for some home or something, for the living beings, for human others, then it's a daya. Because they are not eating, they are starving, they are in difficult condition, you are helping, it's daya. And now you can see here, Ranthidev was very dayalu, very compassionate. He just, whatever he has, he was okay, but what, you know, in the 48 days, he was without food, without water. So, we can see how much daya he has. So, now, we can't even compare that our situations and his situations. It's very easy, if you don't have anything, then you can say, oh no, I am renounced. If you don't have anything, then what can you say? I am renounced, I don't need. But if you have so many things, you have, and then you have to let it, you know, by, not by force, by your own self, if you are, you know, rejecting all these things, means it's a very difficult thing. Just as an example, if we get a laptop or computer or mobile, whatever, it's a very normal thing, but if you have, you are using, and if somebody asks for a few days, then we are thinking, oh no, yaar, I need it. No, you know. But what about Ranthidev? He has, you know, he was an emperor of this world. He was a great king. He left everything. Not even kinchit asakti. You know, drop. You know, he has no, you know, attachment for this, all these things. Because he knew that all things is coming from my Lord's mercy. So, he was not thinking anything else. He was always can see the Lord in front of him, everywhere. Somebody can say that how can infant, then why he is not asking for any benediction? Aslisyaya padaratam pinastumam adarsanam manmahatam karotuva yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampado mat prana nathastu saevana parah. He was in that stage that whatever he is giving or he is not giving, it is his, you know, right. He is a supreme. Whatever he wants, he can do it. I am a das, I am a servitor. So he wasn't on that stage. So from this text we can see King Rudra Rantidev, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahmas, Shudra, Chandala, so on. So even in front of King Rantidev, the Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva appear. And can you imagine what was the situation there? If you have someone that we are struggling for a few days, and if somebody is coming with the, you know, so many things like $1 billion and what you want, then what we will say? But King Rantidev, in front of him, Lord Brahma and Vishnu appeared, and they were asking for a boon. And he just paying the obeisances to them, and he didn't ask anything. So that is the, you know, symptoms of pure devotion. Because he knows all, whatever he has, you know, he will not take when he will die. So why he is, you know, why he is asking, why he has to ask so many boons, you know. And then another thing in Gita, Bhagavan said that ananyas cintayantamam jejano prayupasate nitya nitya what? Nitya tesha bhuktanam yogakshama bayamyaham. So he knows that whatever I have, whatever I need, Lord will fulfill it. And whatever I have, he will take it on his, you know, direction. So we can see that Rantidev has that knowledge. That another thing, dadamo buddhi yogantam, if you are, you know, really Krishna Bhakta, really you're devotee of the Lord, then he will give you the buddhi, intelligence. So we can see here, he has another verse. I have, okay. I forgot that one in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta Amabhaje Mage Vishaya Sukha Amrita Chari Visha Mage E Bada Mukha Ami Vaje E Mukhe Vishaya Kena Debo Sava Charanamrita Swa Charanat Diye Vishaya Bhulaivo. It means Lord Chaitanya is saying here that those who are worshipping me, they are deleting their sinful act, they are deleting their sense gratification. Those who are worshipping me, those who will worship me, they will delete all these things. Okay, they will reject all this enjoyment and all these things. But those who are worshipping Maya, you know, thinking about Maya, they are very foolish. Ami Virna, I know. Ei Murkha Vishaya Kena Debo. So I know my devotee, if they ask something which which is help them to go to the Maya side, Krishna will never give. If you you know, even Krishna says, you know, aham sarvasya bhavo, whatever is coming from Krishna. But Krishna, he doesn't want that my devotee, you know, go to the, you know, down. He always wants my devotee come to me, come to me, come on, I'm just waiting, come on. He's doing, he's waiting for us. And he's waiting for us, and how can he give us that Maya again? Krishna surja sama Maya andakar, jahan Krishna taha nahi Maya radhikar. If Krishna is there, if we worship Krishna, on that, you know, like the stage, or you know, the environment of the devotional service, on that environment, Krishna always taking care of his devotee. And even non-devotee, or sometimes non-devotee was asking, what is the benefit when we are a devotee? Whatever we are eating, we are also eating. However we are waiting, you know, staying, we are also staying. You know, however your life is, you know, style, we have also better than yours. So we are non-devotee, but how we are getting? So we can see, Krishna said, that Lord Chaitanya said, I'll not give the Bisaya. I'll give you my abode. I will not give you the Bisaya things. And that's how we can see King Ranti Dev's situation. They were asking for a boon and he rejected. He said, okay, thank you very much for coming. And if I, you know, if I can serve you more, he was asking. Another thing, Lord Shiva saying to Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhananam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarjanam. So we can see, of all type of worship, worship of the Lord Vishnu is the best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee. The Vaishnava, there are many demigods worshipped by people who are attached to material desire. Tamas Tartair Hirti Ganam Prapadante Anyadevata. Bhagavad Gita 7 chapter 20 number verse. Because people are embraced by so many material desire, they worship Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the goddess Kali, Durga, Ganesh, and Surya to achieve their results. However, we can achieve all these results simultaneously just by worshiping Lord Vishnu, as stated elsewhere in the Para Dukhe Dukhi. Like example, we can see that the why we are other people are you know, worshipping other demigods, because they just want to fulfill their enjoyment, full sense gratification. Somebody is saying how just we are asking for some money, some wealth, and we can utilize it. But the asakti, the attachment, is not ordinary thing. It's very hard to, you know, lift. That I told you, just if somebody is you know, drinking cigarette, alcohol, it's they like it. If you, it's very normal thing, right? For us, we are not drinking, we are not taking cigarettes, but we are okay. But if you ask them, request them, they will not, you know, they want to beat you. Why I'm doing my money, my thing? What is the, you know, what is your problem? So they will, you know, reply like that. But we can see the all the you know, in Bhagavatam we can get so many example of like para dukkhe dukhi. What is para dukkhe dukhi? If you are suffering, to seeing you I am also suffering. It's called para dukkhe dukhi. And those who are non-devotee, they are para dukkhe sukhi. If you are suffering, I'll be happy. Okay, yes. He told me that day that thing. Now he is facing that problem. Yes, I'm okay. So, this is the difference. You know, anyone heard about Dadhichi Muni? You heard? Dadhichi, Rishi Dadhichi? So, his name is Dadhanya, Dadhi Anga. His name was because he always take only Dahi. Dadhi means Dahi, Anga means the, you know, parts of the body. So Dadhi Anga, Dadhichi Muni. What happened one time, the Sura and Asura, they were fighting. And Sura lost their fight. So they capture Asura, the demons, they capture the heavenly planets. And now the demigods are, sometimes Prabhupada used to say, they are devoting like a karmi. They are doing their work. Indra is doing their work, Chandra is doing their work like karma, but Suddha karma, Suddha sattva is different thing. So here is they lost their fight, and then demons attack in heavenly planets or whatever. For a long time they are ruling in heavenly planets, demons are ruling. So now Indra goes to the Brahma and Lord Shiva, even in Vishnu said of abode. And Vishnu says, it's not in my hand. But I can tell you one way to kill Vitrasura. What was that? That was, he said, if Dadhichi Muni give his life and from his bone, from his spine cord, if you make one astra, then you can kill that demon. So we can see Rantidev was hungering, and he was, even all the food stuff he was distributing, he was not eating, almost dying. 48 days, it's not a normal thing, it's very hard. Sometimes we are doing Ekadasi and evening time, feeling so hungry. What about 48 days? So, we can think, that is what he did. He did, he gave up his life for the, for the benefit of others. For benefit, not others, for the nature also. Because they are, heavenly planet is the topmost for, not topmost, at least topmost for us. So, and all the rains and light and weather is controlling by heavenly planets. Now what happening? Now what is happening? They are controlling, demons are controlling the heavenly planets. So what was the situation? Whatever they want, they can do it. Because they don't know how to use that power. So you can see what was the situation. Yeah, I don't know anything. Now somebody make me a temple president, you can do it. So what can I do? It was the, very bad situation. That's why the demigods are coming to Dadhichi, and he left his body for the benefit of others, human beings, living entities. And somebody can ask how it's a benefit of demigods, not for others.
But if they are not ruling well in the demigods in heavenly planets, then all is controlling by there. Somebody, sometime we need water, they are putting water, they are giving water. Sometime we need sun, sometime we need coal. So they are giving us. And if somebody who doesn't know anything, if they sit there, and then they will not give him proper time, so all the living entity will die. That's why the Dijimani thought, okay, make the, you know, the missile, rocket, whatever you want. It's called Bajra. Okay, it's called Bajra. Indra has one Bajra with the, you know, ribs, spine called the Dijimani. They made an astra to kill the demon and all the things. It was okay. So now we can see Vantidev and Vantidev's pastimes. That, you know, Lord says, Mat Chita Mat Gata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. So we can see Vantidev was, every time he was just glorifying his, Ishtadev, Lord Vasudev. So every time he was happy. Whatever he has, he never asks anything, even with Lord Vishnu, because he knows what is the best time, what is the best thing. My Lord knows that time he can provide me. So what is the, what is the purpose of asking anything with him? Because he's not me. The Lord himself, he is in, he's staying in everyone's heart. So whatever I need, he will supply. So he was on that stage. So I'm praying to, the nice devotee of the Lord, the best devotee of the Lord, that King Rantidev, please bless us, that somehow we can, just let 1% we will get the devotion of the Lord, then our life will be success. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for tolerating me. I'm sorry if I have any, if I've done any mistake, please forgive me. I won't say that, please, any question I can't say. I can request any comments and any clearing, please. Yes.
Question. So why Rantidev was fasting for 48 days?
Because he's a paradukhe dukhi. If somebody is facing suffering, okay, he can't tolerate it. He will suffer when someone is suffering. So he is feeling, I'm hungry. I used to hear about my mother or my grandmother, when mothers or when parents are hungry, that's not a big problem. If kids are hungry, their parents can't see that. Like that, king is one kind of parents, okay? So, if all the, the public are hungry, they can't even eat anything, they don't have anything, they don't have anything, and how can the Raja can eat? That's not good Raja. If he did like that, then it would not be here in this chapter. Yeah. So, that's the thing that Prabhupada many times he was mentioning. Vaishnava means paradukhe dukhi. Even Prabhupada, we can say, what is the, what was the need to come to US? He was okay, he was in Vrindavan Dhan, he was doing, he has two rooms in the Damodar temple, he was doing well there. What is the need to come to US in this cold area, and nobody was supporting, they are throwing all the typers, all the, scriptures. So even Prabhupada never left, because he knows they are suffering in this material world. So if I left this place, we'll come again, I don't know. So come on, I'll do it. I'll make them success. And what happened? Hippies become happies. Now we can see so many people are following to Prabhupada because they start to know that this is a good thing. Now Prabhupada teaches us para dukhe dukhi means what? He was okay in Vrindavan Nayan. What is the need to go to, you know, in a hot area and do type back to Godhead and distribute? He was okay. Like us, if we get a chance to go to Vrindavan and stay freely, we will not be here, I know. At least not others, I don't know, because maybe you can preach, but if I get that kind of chance, I will go to Vrindavan. Because I am not para dukhe dukhi. I am para dukhe sukhi. So, if one day my Nita is, you know, bless me, then I will be like para dukhe dukhi. So Nityananda Trayodashi also coming, Nitai Guru Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. So now Nitai's day is coming, within 7 days I think, not really, even not even 7 days. So next Saturday or Sunday, so Nityananda Trayodashi will glorify to my Lord that what was the past times. Nityananda Prabhu was the best example of para dukhe dukhi. Why? You know Chitragupta? Anyone knows Chitragupta? What is the meaning of Chitragupta? Chitra means picture. Gupta means secret. If somebody is thinking that whatever I am doing, nobody is looking at me, I'm inside my room, you know. But they are capturing by the Chitragupta. All the, because Lord says he is a servant of the Lord, and Lord is, you know, staying in everyone's heart, and Lord's eyes are moon and sun. If you do something bad in, you know, something bad or good, he can see in a day by the sun. And if you do something wrong, then moon can see, star can see. You are doing something wrong. So it will record it. Okay, he done this time, this moment he was doing like this. Okay. In the chart of Chitragupta, there is no place for the Jagai and Madai. That much great sinner they are. There's no place. Like now we can say, we can give an example as a hard disk. 500 high, 2 terabyte. 2 terabyte hard disk. So we are using it and it will be finished like that. Chitragupta has one list, but there's no place. There's fully. They already done it, so many, you know, sin activity. They are, you know, great sinners, so there is no place like that. So, somebody was, when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur was moving towards to the Jagai and Madai, the villagers are requesting, please, please, don't go there. It's our humble request. Please don't go there. They are not a human. They will kill you like animal. They are like an animal. They are like a, you know, they will not care whatever you are. They will kill you. Please don't go. But Nitai says, this is my purpose to come in this earth to deliver them who has great sinner. So Nitai went there. Even villagers were telling. And what happened? What is the result of that? First day it was when the Jagai and Madai was, they realized someone is coming to us. When they understand some Vaishnava is coming, they are running with the, you know, talwar. What is called? It's knife. With the knife towards Nitai and Haridas. And Nityananda Prabhu was quite young. And Haridas Thakur was quite old.
Nitai was running so fast. Haridas was, you know, like taking fast breath, and then he was so tired. And finally somehow they said that day, and they went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sabha, assembled of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his face, Haridas Thakur was red. "What happened, Haridas? What happened to you? Everything's all right?" Haridas replied, "Somehow I'm all right." "What is mean that?" "You know, Nita is pagal. Nita is crazy. He left me in front of Jagai and Madai. He was so fast. I said that day in Prasadam Hall that who was the, you know, Trump Bolt. Anyone heard that? Trump Bolt was winning so many gold in the Olympics. It's a Trump Bolt, I think. Usain Bolt, his name was. Anyway. So, like that, in Dwapar Yuga, Lord Balaram and Madhumangal was the fastest runner in the world. Now Balaram is coming as a Nithai. So, can you imagine how fast he was? Nithai gone. Now what happened, Haridas Thakur? Come on, slow. And Haridas almost, you know, they were catching by the mercy of, by the lilas, by Nithai, he said, and he was sailing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, "Nithai, why are you going in all these places? What is the need?" And others again complaining, "You know, Lord, even believers who are requesting us, please don't go, don't go." You know what Nithai says? "This is the purpose why I came here. To deliver them, I am here. So I must go there. Even they want to kill me, kill them. You know, they will kill me, I'm okay. I'll give my body." So next day, what happened? Nithai will not do that. I'm promising others, don't you? Nithai will not do that again. Next day, what happened? They wanted to go somewhere else, not that side. But Nithai went again with Haridas. And they were running towards Nithai to hit second days. But Nithai said, "Okay, if you want to take my whole blood, you take it. But please chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you say only these things, I will be happy. Even if you want to take all my blood, I will give you." Even after hearing that, they were hitting to Nithai. Even after that, Nithai blessing them. This is called para dukhe dukhi. Because they are suffering for all this, you know, ridiculous knowledge. They know only they are son of Gamina. They know all the Vedas. But what happened? You know, Prabhupada used to say that word, that Jagat Mithya. You know that? He used to say that word, you know, I think. Jagat Satya something Mithya, he used to say that, I forget. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. So, they were thinking like that. So, Nithai, what happened? Nithai was always, you know, Lord says, devotees are always in core of my heart. And I am always with their heart. So, we can say when Nithai
bitten by Jagai and Madai, Chaitanya, as soon as he realized, not even anyone give the message, but he realized. In Chaitanya, you can see no one is, you know, complaining about that incident in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was realizing something happened to my Nitai. He said, "My Nitai, what happened?" Then as soon as he realized that he was running towards Nitai, it was quite far from Janmasthan to Jagai Madai's place. So Mahaprabhu was running, and when he reached there, he saw the face of Nitai was bleeding, and he was roaring like a lion, and he was, "I'll kill you." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, tell to Chudarshan, "Just kill them." And what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Prabhupada's, in Gita, is I think 11 chapter 12, number verse, there's a purport, and Prabhupada is writing in purport. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reacting to the Jagai and Madai, but Para Dukhe Dukhi, Lord Nitai, was asking forgiveness for them. He was behalf of Jagai and Madai. "If I even do any kinchit matra bhakti, drop of bhakti on your lotus feet, please forgive them. It's my humble request. If you think I am your insignificant servant, if I am your insignificant servant, please forgive me." So what happened? After hearing this Nitai's voice, Sudarshan couldn't even work. Went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Nityananda said, "It's beyond of my power," Chaitanya said, "It's beyond of my power. So now what can I do? Come on." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hugged them and blessed them. What was the bless? Bless was, if somebody see your face, if somebody tell one time Hare Krishna to Jagai Madai, they will be like pure devotee. "Nitai Lord Premanande Hari Hari Bol." Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Hari Bol. Thank you.